with BookBeats. I'm Don Swaim. Former Doubleday executive Henry Reith had read many modern American classics, such as The Great Gatsby and The Sun Also Rises, as paperbacks, but Reith had not known what the first editions of those books really looked like until he did some research.
When you see those original editions, there's just something wonderfully magical about them.
Reith fell in love with those books.
One day I was sitting at my desk and the idea came to me, and I thought, well, this was a gift from God. God told me, here's what you should do. You should print these again.
As the books actually appeared when first published, so Henry Reith founded the First Edition Library.
So we really went back to the publishers and said, listen, there's a right inside the bundle of rights that the copyright contains, which has not been used yet, which is the right to print a facsimile of the first edition.
The First Edition Library now has about 20 books in print, facsimile editions of early classics by Steinbeck, Faulkner, Fitzgerald, Hemingway, and plans to publish between 6 and 10 additional titles a year. How do you tell the facsimile from the original first edition?
We have always had a legend on the copyright page which identifies that this is a facsimile.
The original first editions were printed on acidic paper and will someday be no more.
The Library of Congress today estimates that they're losing somewhere between 200 and 250 books a day that are literally just falling to dust.
But Henry Reith says the first edition library is printed on acid-free paper and the books will last hundreds of years. The First Edition Library is based in New York and has a toll-free 800 number. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. First editions of such books as Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath or Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby are treasured by book collectors.
If you wanted to get a copy of The Great Gatsby, for instance, that you can obtain one, somewhere between probably $500 and $1,000, depending on its condition.
That's Henry Reith, founder of the First Edition Library, which is republishing in facsimile editions modern American classics by Faulkner, Hemingway, Sinclair Lewis, and other great writers. Reith says it was especially hard finding the original dust jackets for the books. Reith found Fitzgerald's personal copy of the dust jacket for The Great Gatsby in the library at Princeton.
Princeton allowed us to photograph that and to use that as the basis for making new four-color plates.
Reith used digitizing technology to retouch and restore the color to the dust jackets.
So that what we get are printing plates, which are as if they were the plates from the original printing.
The First Edition Library works very much like a book club.
We're doing 6 to 8 new titles a year, and so as new releases are available, they get shipped automatically to the subscribers. We have a mail-order catalog. We will sell individual titles on a one-by-one basis to people who are interested.
For subscribers to the First Edition Library, the books cost $29.95. For individual titles, the cost is $39.95.
They're a little pricier than the regular trade edition, but they're still affordable.
Now, readers can line their shelves with modern classics of American fiction exactly as they were first published through the First Edition Library, which has a toll-free 800 number in New York. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.